Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lucaside Podcast. And it is time for, you guys know what time it is. It's Monday. So that means it's time for the Monday preview of the week. Now, on the Monday preview of the week, if you guys have not tuned in before, it is where I cover things that I'm working on for that week or things that I want to cover for the podcast or anything else that I find important and I just kind of want to talk about. It's similar to my Refresher Fridays, but I preview some stuff and I also recap the weekend a little bit. So let's get into it. This weekend, I hope you guys, first off, had an amazing weekend. It was Mother's Day on Sunday, so happy Mother's Day. I know it comes a day late to all the moms out there. I hope it was an amazing Mother's Day to everybody out there. I love you, Mom. Thank you for supporting me, and happy Mother's Day. You're the best. And so that is another one of those things where I think it's important to be kind of grateful for your family. So those days, even though they're just kind of holidays and you should be grateful every day, it is just kind of a reminder to be grateful for those people in your life. So Father's Day, birthdays, all those things, and try and carry that momentum and see if you can continue to kind of keep that gratefulness and use that as just a little bit of a reminder just for the people that are important for your life and the people that are there for you all the time. So happy Mother's Day. And then also this weekend, to recap some stuff as well, this one's a sad one. The Sixers, unfortunately, we lost in a Game 7, and it was a very close Game 7. Unfortunately, we lost, and Kawhi hit a shot. I think there was 0.3 seconds left on the game clock when it happened, and it was an incredible shot. He was double-teamed. I just came back from watching it, so I waited this time actually to record until after, and I cannot believe. I thought when he took that shot, that just, it looked like there was no way he was going to make it. He was so off balance, but it bounced four times, I believe, and then dropped right in. It's a wild moment. It's, the playoffs are wild. This is where wildness happens. It is where incredible moments are made, and it's unfortunate that it had to happen to my team, the Sixers, but we are a young team, and we'll see what happens. Now we get to move on towards on to free agency, and hopefully we don't make any poor moves. Hopefully we can see how our pieces work together, and maybe we have to add some things. Maybe we have to change some things around, but as long as we don't make any drastic changes, I think hopefully we can find ourselves in the same position. We'll be more mature, and from there, hopefully we can win those next time. There is definitely some stuff we can work on, but it is sad to go out like that. But it is amazing as well to see the tenacity and just the performance level that it takes to be able to do that in that moment in Game 7 with everything on the line and Kawhi being one of the best players in the league, to just be able to make that shot, take that shot, know that he's going to have the ball in his hands. So that was incredible to watch. And now he matches up against my favorite player in the league right now, which is Giannis. So I'm all in the Giannis train now. I'm all hyped up on it. I'm all on the bandwagon. But we'll see. That is definitely an interesting matchup. I'm excited for that, and we'll see how that goes. And then Golden State also won. And then Portland and Denver, they had a very close Game 7 as well. Denver was actually up going into the half, I believe, and then I kind of stepped away for a little bit because it was in the middle of the day, and I came back and Portland was winning and CJ McCollum popped off, so that was an amazing, amazing game. So this playoffs has been really close, and it's been exciting. So if you guys haven't caught it, or if you guys don't watch too much basketball, that's okay, but if you guys are into basketball, this playoffs is amazing. And now we have Golden State versus Portland, and then we have the Raptors versus the Bucks. So we'll see how that goes. I kind of anticipate Golden State getting through, as many people do. And then I'm a little bit torn. I have to kind of sit with it and think it over between Milwaukee and the Raptors. So I'm not going to say anything right now. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make my prediction right now. And then this week, moving on as well, I was a little bit behind on my reading, so I'll have to finish up on Monday, but that means I have two books this week, actually, so I got to finish up my book from last week, but that is Infernal Devices. That was kind of a quick read. I'm almost done. I was powering through it, so I only have, I think, under 100 pages left, so I might even finish tonight while I'm falling asleep, but that was just more for enjoyment, and I kind of liked how it has switched, and initially in the beginning, I thought it was going to be more about, because they changed the perspective of who you were following in this series, because all the characters are older and they have kids now and stuff. So it has been interesting, but they still have been following some of the same characters, which is always cool. I enjoy when series add a whole new perspective to everything. And they add a whole new point of view to the aspect or point of view to the story and people that you can follow, and you can kind of hear different thoughts and different situations of everything. So I'm enjoying that book. But this week, what I'm going to read for is what I'm going to read for my book. I'm not going to read a fantasy book this week because I want to get back to this, because I was behind the other week. And so I powered through this fantasy book. I'm almost done. This is going to be rule number one, The Simple Strategy for Successful Investing in Only 15 Minutes a Week by Phil Town. Now, I don't anticipate that you can be extremely successful in 15 minutes a week. I think that's my initial reaction to that is that it is more just to kind of catch your eye, that kind of title. But I'm definitely interested in some sort of learning more about money and facts like that. I also have someone coming on at some point, and they're going to talk about a little bit about investing. I'm going to ask them some questions about it. So this is also more to get just some background knowledge for myself, because it is somewhere where I have absolutely no idea what's going on. I don't have any idea how it works and what those people do that are like stockbrokers and everyone that go like that lives in New York or whatever you do. And I have very basic knowledge of it. Not even, I would classify myself as under basic. So no knowledge whatsoever. I only know a couple different terms, and I've only seen a couple different people do it. So this is kind of also for some research myself. Because as the podcast gets bigger and I have more guests on, more diverse guests on, it is something that I'm going to have to improve. So I will be having this person on later this week, so I might not be able to get through the whole thing, but I'll have some sort of information, and I'm excited. That podcast is going to be a little bit before that comes out, but that is just one thing that I'm working on this week. And then what else this week? I also am... Every so often, so I'm switching to my, let me talk about my workout this week, because let me finish up with the workout, and then I'll finish up the episode, this episode with the podcast and what's going on for Wednesday's episode for the long cast. Now, for my workout this week, I am feeling really good. I've been going pretty hard in the gym the past 3 weeks. I think it is three or four. I'm feeling really good about it. Getting up early has been super effective, and it has really jump-started my workouts and getting them done early and having the time the rest of the day to really be able to do what I want to do and work on the podcast that way. Or if I have some downtime for myself, I can kind of work on other things, or I can even add some extra stuff in. Just the staggering amount of time that I have now by getting up early and doing my workouts then has been game changer for me. And so I've learned how to push myself much better in the morning now, because I've been back to my Tabata sets as well. And I find that that is a really difficult short workout. So if you guys are looking for just a really difficult workout that is good to do, I think a lot of people should be doing it, and that is Tabata sets. Again, I'm not an expert or anything, but it is something that's really worked for me, and I do mine on an Airdyne bike. So that kind of, it kicks your ass. there's nothing like sitting on the Airdyne bike, getting through set, I don't know, if you're really pushing yourself and you're in set 4 or 5 and you're just sucking for air, you're just, oh man, it is brutal. It is brutal. So I've been throwing that in on Tuesday, Thursdays. I've been getting that done twice a week, and I've been feeling really good about that. And I really have felt my engine and my lung power get a lot better from that, just because of how difficult a workout it is. And it's only 4 minutes. So it's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds of rest, and you do 8 rounds. But especially on something like an Airdyne bike, where you can really just grit in and push yourself, and it's really how much you are going to get out of it is how much you put in. So that's why I really like that. But I'm in that kind of 3 week, 4 week mark. So I'm going to throw in a bit of a deload week here, which is kind of around now that I feel really good physically again. That is where I want to kind of throw that in, is that 3 week, 4 week mark, kind of throw a deload, give my body some time to recover, because I do get up early and I try not to skimp in the gym at all. I really try to just push and hammer on, go through and really just make it as difficult as possible, because I want to be in really good shape. So I've been just doing traditional lifts pretty much. That's kind of how the MMA Warrior workout book that I'm doing. It's kind of just traditional workout sets, or like supersetting your sets with different exercises. And then just doing like a 3-3-10, or like 3 sets of 10 or 4 sets of 8 or something like that if you're doing some other lifts. But that's kind of all I've been doing, is just some traditional stuff, as opposed to where I was in the past for a little bit. I'm going to take a little bit of a deload week this week. That means I'm going to do a lot of movement stuff, and I'm going to do yoga, and I'm going to throw in Tabata sets as well, but I might change it up. I might do like a more strength-based Tabata set, and then I'll do one difficult workout. Let me think. I haven't decided yet, but I'll probably make that Wednesday or something, and then I intend to do super slow weightlifting or something to kind of really create some strong, dense muscle in there. So that is kind of what is going on for me this week, and I think it's good to kind of throw that in. If you have to earn the deload week, though. I think if you can really push yourself hard, and then you'll earn it. And it's always good to kind of have that mixed in there. So a lot of foam rolling. I'll be doing some yoga as well, and then next week I got to be right back on it. So that is something you got to tell yourself too. Or I tell myself, just to remind myself, is even though I might be taking it a little bit lighter this week, I'm still going to go hard in the gym and what I'm doing. It's just not as taxing on the body by doing huge heavy lifts or anything like that. And then next week, I really am telling myself you really have to just get back on track and get back on schedule. You can't use this as a vacation, an extended vacation. You just have to continually remind yourself that, this week is kind of a lighter week, but next week has to go right back to what I was doing before in order to keep the gains that I have been making, because I have been making a lot of good progress recently. All right, that is everything that has been going on the weekend, and that's my goals for the week this week and things that I'm working on. Let us finish off what is going on for the podcast, and Wednesday it is going to be another long cast, but this long cast is going to be different. I usually do solo episodes, so I usually do guests for 2 weeks, and then I'll do a solo episode. But this week, what I really enjoy about the solo episode as well is that I can kind of do these types of things. I'm going to have Tad back on, and we're going to do a tennis episode. So that is a nice little bonus that I'm going to be throwing in instead of doing a solo one this week. We're going to be recapping Madrid because it was an interesting tournament, and Rafa has had an interesting clay season as well. So if you guys are into tennis and you want to hear what is going on in the tennis world, because we have the French Open coming up soon, one of the biggest tournaments, one of the Grand Slams, and Tad and I anticipate we're going to be doing our first French Open podcast, which where we recap every day that we can. So I'm super excited for that. I can't wait. Those are some of my favorite episodes. But on Wednesday, that is going to be Tad and I, and we're going to be recapping Madrid and prepping you guys for the French Open. Well, there'll be Rome right before that, and then the French Open. So it is an exciting time in sports, NBA playoffs, tennis, a bunch of different stuff going on. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I will see you on Wednesday for the long cast with Tad. Can't wait. And then Friday, as usual, the Refresher Friday. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go out there and have an amazing week. All right. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.